So, dear Udo, My Way is definitely a very personal album. And speaking generally, what shall the fans expect from it?
What can the fans expect from me? A collection of my favorite songs. And definitely, I think, but it was very important for me on this album to put my own character on there, you know. It was not like, I don't want to make like 100% cover versions, you know. And it also makes no sense to start copy Klaus Meine, Rob Halford, Ronnie James Dio. I think that was a very important point for me to put my own character on. And I think I did.
And I've had the pleasure to interview a couple artists you are tributing on My Way, Arthur Brown and Andy Scott of Sweet.
Yes.
So which criteria did you use to choose the amazing songs for the album?
Oh, Fire, I mean, of Arthur Brown. I always liked this song, you know, especially when this song came out and I saw the first time, you know, when he had this fire on his head. I liked the song very much, you know, and also, Sweet, I was I can't say a huge Sweet fan, you know. Not the A side, I was always into the B sides, you know,
okay.
of the singles. It was more heavy. But yeah, that was Hellraiser. I mean, that was for me a must to do.
Which songs did you find more easy to work on and which were more difficult?
Let's say, quite hard to sing was Rock and Roll of Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Was not so easy, it's really high.
Yeah.
Okay, but still I can do that. And definitely one song, yeah, this is in a way a little bit funny. I mean, the German song. It's the first time I sing in my mother language, Kein Zurück.
Yeah.
That was really the most heaviest song to do, you know. I mean, if you do, let's say, sing over 40 years just in English, you know, and also the English is coming out really smooth and easy going. But if you, I thought in the beginning, okay, it's easy to do your singing on your own mother language. No,
yeah.
It was not so easy, you know. Also the timing with the words and all that stuff, you know, that was not easy, but interesting. And I think in the end, I'm happy with that.
What shall the audience experience at the gigs of your forthcoming European tour later this year? Both songs from Game Over and My Way?
No. Definitely,
okay. Game over.
Game. There will be game over, and still some old classic accept stuff, but maybe two or three, not more. Maybe I don't know. We will see. Maybe if we are in a good mood and we like it, then maybe we, not every night, but maybe fun if we are in a good mood to play one or two songs of the cover album, you know. But it's not planned.
Will you guys work on the follow-up to Game Over once the tour is done?
Let's say at the moment we are, yeah, I mean, at the moment we have nothing to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but the first tour, what we are doing is now in June, we go to South America. And I think this time Corona doesn't stop us.
Yeah.
And then we do a lot of festivals over the summer. And then we start on the 1st of September the European tour. So, but about the whole situation in Russia, you know, we normally were planned in October to do our Russian tour.
Yeah.
But we canceled everything, you know. But this under this things will happen at the moment. I don't want to do a Russian tour, you know. So, and then that maybe gives us more space to, I don't know, maybe do some more shows in Europe. But then the rest of the European tour goes until the end of November, beginning of December. Next year we have to do America and Canada. It's already two times moving, but now I think next year we can do it. And Japan is waiting. What we are doing at the moment is we are collecting already some ideas for the next UDO album, you know, and see, okay, what kind of ideas we have and start slowly working on a new album before we sit home and do nothing.
And what does it mean to be 70 and still rocking all over the world?
Oh, it's still a lot of fun. I mean, I'm not tired. I'm really having fun to do this, you know. And I always say, as long as I have fun, as long as I'm healthy, as long as my voice is working, and as long as we can tour nearly all over the world, why I'm sitting home and do maybe drinking coffee and eating cakes and watching TV the whole day. No, I mean, this is definitely for me. I will do it as long as possible, you know. And we will see. I don't know.
How would you describe to like a young fan the crazy days of the 80s with Accept?
Oh, the crazy days. Yeah, I mean, the 80s were definitely more crazy than it is now.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of groupies around, you know, especially in America. It was a wild touring in America, definitely. And it was more, how do you say this, more glamour, you know, more parties going on. There was more money involved in all that stuff of the record companies, you know. I don't know. It was a different time. And I think now, record companies don't have that much money anymore. Touring for young bands is also not so easy. They don't have a real support from the record companies. I mean, the business is different, you know. You don't sell that much records anymore as it was in the 80s. I mean, of course, downloading and so on and on. But, I will always, when people ask me, what can you tell a young band to be successful, I always say, believe in what you are doing. And the time is not the same as it was in the 80s. Mm-hmm. It's different, and it's hard to survive for a young band, you know. But I think the most important thing is believe in what you're doing.
Have you got any memory, either musical or extra music, related to Italy?
Oh, not really. I mean, I like very much Gianna Nannini. She has a great voice.
What do you think about, a movie which has got also part of the soundtrack by Accept, which is The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke?
Oh, I was really surprised that they chose this song, you know, so very good for us, you know. Definitely, I mean, make Ball to the Wall more popular. I know some quite famous American football or team, or I don't know, or that was a wrestling stuff, they were playing, before the show started, they were playing Ball to the Wall, you know, so, great.
Which, message and greeting would you send out to the Italian fans waiting for you to come over here?
Yeah, so, I mean, we started the European tour, and hopefully there will be two or three shows in Italy. So we're still working on more shows in Europe. And in the meanwhile, I would love to come to Italy again. And in the meanwhile, stay happy, stay healthy, and see you in Italy.
Yeah, and one final invitation to buy My Way in order to get to know all those amazing songs.
The album is coming out in the twenty-second of April in Europe, and I think it's important that you have this album to see also which songs I like very much in the 70s and the 80s and the 60s. And it's a very interesting album, a little bit difficult, I think, some songs, but I think you will enjoy it. So, better you get it.
It somehow describes your musical path through the decades.
Yeah, this decade, I mean, of course, I mean, that... let's say I was not really inspired by the songs as a singer,
Yeah.
but that was the songs I really like, listen to these songs. I was really like, for other people, they like to listen to AC/DC or listen to this and this and this. And that is, I try to make these songs interesting. I put my own character on it, and that's why I think it will be very interesting for the people.